I've got friends visiting New Hampshire soon, and I want to show off our state's amazing fall colors. But I remember hearing about trees being defoliated this summer in certain places.
Yeah, Chris, I say it every year. Our trees ensure that autumn will be beautiful, no matter where you are. It never disappoints. But let's take a closer look at what happened this summer, especially in the Conway area, because it reminds us of the resilience of the trees.
I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
My name is Kyle Lombard, and I'm a forest entomologist with the Division of Forests and Lands.
Kyle, perfect timing. Some trees were hit especially hard this year by the invasive insect, usually called the gypsy moth. There's a group that oversees bug names, the Entomological Society of America, and they recently announced they're looking for a less offensive name.
Right. It's disrespectful to the Romani people. And until they come up with a new common name, hopefully in 2022, we're going to go with the insect's scientific name, Limantria dispar.
Limantria means destroyer, and dispar sort of describes, is a Latin word for difference, which describes the difference between the male and the female morphology.
Overall, this year, some 30,000 acres of oak forest were defoliated.
It's really the caterpillars, the moth larvae, that do the damage. You just have to live through one bad infestation, and you'll never forget it. Beyond the trees being denuded as the caterpillars munch on leaves right before your eyes, when you're in the woods, it basically rains poop.
Well, the technical term is frass, Chris.
Yeah, so that's where our phone was ringing off the hook. And people were talking about being out in their yard and they think it's raining, but it's really not raining. What they're hearing is all of the pellets landing on their deck or landing in their yard or on their cars and just landing on them. When there's thousands and thousands of caterpillars and they're all pooping, it can sound like it's raining for sure.
Limantria was actually introduced to the U.S. back in 1880 near Boston, and it's been in New Hampshire since the early 1900s. We've had pretty big outbreaks all the way through the 90s, 500,000 acres a year being defoliated in 1981 and most recently in 1991.
We can't really consider it native, but we do consider it naturalized. We'll range from 5 acres to several hundred acres every year.
So we've basically had it under control for a while.
Well, right. A fungus called, are you ready? Entomophaga maemaga. Try saying that 10 times fast.
Again, no common name?
Nope. The fungus Entomophaga was introduced as a biocontrol in the early 1900s, and it finally built its population to the point where it's actually working really well by the 1980s and 90s to keep Limantria in check.
So why did it take off this summer? It was kind of a weird summer weather-wise. Near drought conditions, and then record rain.
And I think the answer probably lies in last year's weather. So that super hot, dry year we had was not a good year for a fungus. And so that Entomophaga maemaga is a fungus. Typical fungus, it needs moist, normal weather to be really effective.
Ah, and so that allowed Limantria to take off this summer. What do you think that means for next year?
Yeah, so we had a ton of rainfall starting midsummer on. And we're hopeful, fingers crossed, that the Entomophaga caught back up and that a lot of egg masses weren't produced this year that could have been. And next year's populations will see a decline, hopefully. It's a bit of a guessing game. Eventually, I mean, shortly, we will be back to normal.
Okay, so back to my original question. Are we going to have a good foliage year or not?
It's always an awesome foliage year. The oak tree is re-leafed after Limantria caterpillar defoliation. Hardwood trees have that plan B.
Oak doesn't really drive the fall foliage season anyway. It's those brilliant reds and oranges of the maples that pay the bills in the fall.
Well, that's a relief.
Ugh, that's terrible, Chris. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Our producer is Jessica Hunt. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.